Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Luke, flying solo this afternoon, but I got some assistance from Evan on the board. And you're listening to me on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison. I am broadcasting from the brand new Solidarity Realty Studios on the near west side of Madison. We're also broadcasting on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. And you can stream us wherever you'd like at the Devil Radio app. Download that wherever you download your apps on your smart devices. And so, Evan, like I mentioned, breakneck speed of headlines. So to catch everybody up where we've been to today so far, we got some new contracts here in the state of Wisconsin. Former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman has allegedly got a contract extension from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. We got Aaron Rodgers, got a four-year deal coming back to Green Bay. We got Johnny Davis announced as the Big Ten Player of the Year. We've got some updates with the redistricting lawsuit that is going to be heard before the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a Friday 5 p.m. deadline for that for all parties to submit their documents to the U.S. Supreme Court. And a number of other news as well. We got the state Senate wrapping up today. They've got, Evan, can you believe this? There's more than 80 legislative proposals on the calendar today for the state Senate.
They do this to themselves. That's all I'm going to say. They do this to themselves.
They do it on purpose. They schedule these days like today where they rather than, you know, take the time and get the public input and have the discussion and the debate over these policies that they want to advance and maybe, say, have a busy day of 8 or 10 of these proposals and do it the right way. They go into this. Exhaustion is the point. They do it so that they overwhelm it on one particular day. They're going to go till 1 or 2 a.m. tonight. I almost guarantee it. It's going to go late into the evening for all of these proposals. Most of them aren't going to actually be turned into legislation. They're not going to have the support from Governor Evers because, as one Republican lawmaker here in the state of Wisconsin referred to it as, it's the silly session. It is a time.
That.
Yeah. Well, And that's one of the Republican leaders of these legislative bodies. And he himself refers to it as the silly session. And they go into the middle of the night, and there's going to be few that actually get turned into actual legislation or actual policy and a bill signed by the governor. Most of them are just going to be campaign talking points that they're going to run off and attempt to run on for re-election, and it's just a wild story. So more than 80 legislative proposals on the legislative calendar for the state Senate today. And some other breaking news here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got Margaret Farrow, the first woman to serve as Wisconsin's lieutenant governor, has passed away this morning. She is the mother of Wisconsin GOP chair Paul Farrow and Waukesha County executive as well. Paul Farrow is serving as. So he's the chairman for the state party, for the Republican state party, and his mother, Margaret Farrow, has passed away. So on International Women's Day as well. So she was the first woman lieutenant governor here in the state of Wisconsin. And she has passed away. That is Margaret Farrow. So a lot of great stories talking about her legacy in news outlets around the state. But wanted to give that update to the people out there. But we're also talking about a proposal that Governor Evers has signed on to, a letter for a number of other governors around the state that are urging Congress to suspend the federal gas tax. So a lot of people right now are talking about the prices of gas.
Yeah, yeah.
There's rising costs everywhere, gas prices included. And so Governor Evers and governors around the nation are urging Congress to suspend the federal gas tax as Wisconsinites see rising costs at gas pumps. And so this is a press release from the governor's office himself. I'm just going to read from the top of the piece for you, Evan. Governor Tony Evers today, as average gas prices in Wisconsin near $4 per gallon after jumping up more than 50 cents in the last week, is urging the U.S. Congress to act by suspending the federal gas tax. In a joint letter to U.S. House Representative, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Governor Evers joined several governors in urging quick passage of the Gas Prices Relief Act of 2022, which would lower gas prices through the end of the year. So that is the action being taken today by Wisconsin's governor to work to lower the prices at the pump for Wisconsinites. So gas prices, like a lot of other prices, Evan, are one of those things where we all pay them. We all know the price of gas. It's a rising cost. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that that our state lawmakers, federal lawmakers, or and even the president can do about that. But they're the ones kind of facing the hardest criticism for it. But yeah, Governor Evers signing on with several other governors across the state to suspend the federal gas tax,
which I'm not opposed to. Not opposed to it at all. I don't want to be by proxy responsible for people dying because I want cheaper gas. You know, speaking as far as Russia, Ukraine goes, how we source some of those materials from Russia.
Yeah. Well, and in that same vein, we've got President Biden spoke earlier today about a pretty much full on oil embargo, from my understanding, from Russian oil. And so we're going to dive into that topic a little bit more here on the Devil's Advocates. You and Crudy are going to be diving in that. So, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Evan on the board filling in for a little bit of a co-pilot. Unlike Brian, we got you on the board and me sitting here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, which, again, is just a very weird feeling for me, Evan. But I'm glad we got you behind the keys. Yeah, working all the buttons.
And you get that sun on your face.
Yeah, I get to enjoy the view here of these brand new studios. It's fantastic. And so really appreciate you filling in and joining me on the air today, Evan. Folks, if you missed any portion of this great show, you can check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. Click on the Dueling Tangents podcast button. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can also follow the stations at Devil Radio 927 and at WAUK Radio on Twitter. Like us on Facebook as well. Like I alluded to, we got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. We got Crudy talking about the Russian oil embargo, as well as he'll be joined by Dominic for the 5 o'clock happier hour. And so, folks, really appreciate
Vegas Joe Sapecki too.
Oh, we got some Vegas Joe as well. Fantastic. That's news that I didn't even know. So appreciate you bringing that breaking news, Evan. Folks, we got the Devil's Advocates coming up. This has been Dueling Tangents. Appreciate everybody listening. I appreciate Dan Schaefer for joining me for the first half of the show. Go check out the Recombobulation Area. Subscribe to his Substack. Some great local independent journalism out of the Milwaukee area. So appreciate you, Dan. Appreciate you, Evan. Folks, this has been a Tuesday edition of Dueling Tangents. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to you then.